Now some news from the world of sports, and the playoffs are a few games off for some colleges, but some have already begun, including the Linden State Hornets, who have booked themselves a date in the North Atlantic Conference semifinals after beating the University of Maine at Farmington 88-66 in Linden Center last night. Big game for Charles Correa Jr., who had a game-high 31 points for the Hornets. Darnay Gray went 6-for-6 from the field, adding 15, and Raymond Monroe was deadly from beyond the arc, hitting 6 three-pointers, 18 overall. Next up for Linden State in the semis is the NAC tournament hosts Husson University. The St. Michael's Purple Knights closed out their season with a loss at Stonehill College last night, 94-81. But two graduating seniors had strong performances in their final St. Mike's game. David Sullivan had 19 points on 8-for-14 shooting, and his roommate Matt Bonds turned in one more double-double on the season, making it 19 total for the season. Bonds recorded 16 points and 13 rebounds. Bonds becomes just the second player in school history to register 1,500 career points and 1,100 career rebounds, joining Ken Johnson as the only other Purple Knight to hit those career marks, and that was back in 1976. For more on Matt Bonds' amazing career with St. Michael's, visit our website, vpr.net, for a story we aired yesterday on his St. Michael's legacy. The Stonehill women also defeated their St. Michael's counterparts yesterday 71-55, despite 23 points from senior Indira Evora, who matched her career high for points in a game and was on the floor for nearly the entire contest, resting for just about half a minute in the second quarter. Tough loss, though, for the Purple Knights, who could have qualified for the Northeast 10 Conference Championship with a win, but the loss got them bumped out by Merrimack College. They finished with an identical record, but get into the playoffs by virtue of winning the season tiebreaker with St. Mike's. In women's college hoops playoff action from the NAC, the Johnson State Badgers had a 19-point lead over New England College, but the Pilgrims stormed back for a dramatic 65-63 win. Renee Hudson led the comeback for the Pilgrims, scoring 18 of her 24 points in the second half after the Badgers dominated the first. Dominique Carter-Stanley was a force for Johnson State in the first half, pouring in 18 points, but the Pilgrims adjusted and shut her down in the second half when she scored just 3 more points for a team-best 21 on the night. So the Badgers are out. Next up for the number 3-ranked Pilgrims is a semifinal date with number 2 Castleton at Husson University. In the Great Northeast Atlantic Conference Tournament, the Norwich Cadets wrote a season-high 21 points by junior Cheyenne Jostler en route to a 67-53 win over Suffolk University in quarterfinals action yesterday. The Cadets move on to play Emmanuel Thursday in the semifinals. To the pros, and in the NHL, Claude Julien and fans of the Montreal Canadiens can breathe a sigh of relief now that the Habs have their first win under their new coach in his second stint with the league's most storied franchise. The Canadiens beat the New York Rangers 3-2 last night at Madison Square Garden, thanks to a goal by Paul Byron in the fifth round of the overtime shootout. Carey Price made 28 saves to get the win. He was especially good in the overtime when he stopped golden game-winning chances by Kevin Hayes and JT Miller. Also a milestone win for Price. It ties him with Ken Dryden for third place all-time among career Montreal goaltender victories. Each now has 258, and Price will soon move past Dryden into second place on that list. Shea Weber had a goal and an assist. Andrew Shaw also tallied for the Habs, who needed the win to avoid falling into a first-place tie with the Ottawa Senators, who also won last night. Toronto and the New York Islanders were also winners last night, so the Boston Bruins have a lot of pressure to keep their winning streak going when they skate against the Ducks in Anaheim tonight. Both those aforementioned teams are breathing down the Bruins' necks for a playoff spot in the ever-tightening Eastern Conference. The Bruins have yet to lose under new interim head coach Bruce Cassidy, but the Ducks are among the better teams in the Western Conference, and they'll pose a formidable challenge for the Bruins tonight.